The primary motivation for me is the victims that I've met. When I document someone who's a victim of labor trafficking or sex trafficking or child labor or forced labor, bearing witness to their suffering, to everything they have endured with grace and dignity, motivates me to try to understand these issues as clearly as I can to make some contribution towards the eradication of these offenses. It also inspires me and has inspired me to witness the grace and the dignity and the perseverance of individuals who have suffered unimaginable levels of exploitation and abuse far beyond anything I would suffer in 10 lifetimes. And yet they persist. And yet they have a will to be free and to survive and to have a decent life. And that has inspired me to trudge through all the misery and all the challenges of traveling and documenting these issues to try to make a positive contribution.
Could you give some examples of people you met?
Well, I have documented thousands and thousands of individuals in various forms of modern slavery. It's challenging to identify just one or two and talk about them because they're not only have just been so many, but many times their stories and their journeys are so similar. And not just when they're from the same country, but they can be from countries separated by 10,000 miles and have been recruited into human trafficking in similar ways, transported in similar ways, and exploited in similar industries, if not the exact same industry. And that's what's so remarkable and upsetting about this issue is that there's no country that's immune. There's no place where this is not a problem. You will find victims of sex trafficking in Nepal and Cambodia, and you will find them in the United Kingdom and the United States. And their journeys can often be very similar. And that's been one of the most eye-opening aspects of my research. And it is, of course, always the children who impact me the most. Seeing an innocent child who's been on this earth scarcely 10, 15 years, but has already endured its most hellish brutalities, it's those encounters that always impacted me and haunted me the most.
You also talked about the role of technology and how it may contribute to identify and reduce this phenomena. Would you describe more in depth the role of technological companies and the tools developed?
Technology is really a fascinating area in human trafficking right now. Of course, it's a tool that's been used to promote human trafficking, to recruit new victims. But tech companies are getting very active in trying to use their technology to create solutions. And in the book, I talk about some of those solutions. Some of the biggest tech companies in the world, like Google, have found ways to run algorithms that will identify someone who might be searching for child pornography or to purchase a woman or child for commercial sex and will put up warnings and content on their computer. Microsoft has developed some facial recognition tools that are used by law enforcement to try to track victims of human trafficking as they're being moved across the country. So tech companies are increasingly getting involved in creating solutions, not just to disrupt or to assist law enforcement in disrupting a human trafficking episode, but also to prevent it from happening to begin with. Making sure labor migrants have something as simple as a mobile phone and a working SIM card in their destination country so that if anything starts to look like it's going in the wrong direction for them, they have a way of connect with someone. And that simple connection can make all the difference between a journey that really descends into the abyss of servitude or does not.
How is modern slavery embedded in global supply chains and current global economic order?
Well, one of the byproducts or possibly the dark underbelly of economic globalization, which has allowed us to expand the free flow of goods and capital, people all over the world, is that companies can source and find cheap and under-regulated labor markets on the far side of the world and avail of that low cost of labor in the production of whatever their goods might be. It could be shirts, it could be food, it could be electronic devices. Companies in the West and the North can find cheap, underregulated labor markets in the South and the East and transport the products of that exploited labor very inexpensively to consumers back in the West.
To what extent is activism integrated in your position of independent researcher and producer?
Well, everything I try to do, my research, my storytelling, my academic endeavors, is centered on a core imperative to be an activist promoting the eradication of human trafficking around the world.
How has the book inspired the movie Trafficked? And what was your involvement into production?
There will be millions of people who could see a film, way more than will ever read my book. And if I'm trying to raise awareness and to spark activism, then I need to reach as many people as possible.